Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. It is an interesting cast for you today. And in fact, as you know, the mainstay of the Sloppy Joes podcast is me, Joe McGrath, and Joe Smith. And I've never quite wanted to divorce him as much as I'd like to now. Joe Smith, ladies and gentlemen, for our audio listeners, is dressed as a cyclist.
Mm-hmm. Not dressed as a cyclist. He is a cyclist.
But you shouldn't be dressed like that.
Why?
Because you've got your big helmet on.
Big helmet? Not that big.
Spiker's glasses.
Spiker's glasses.
You've got your biker's shorts, which are too tight, and a weird thing on your bum cheeks that makes it look like when you bent over to do the camera insert video, it makes it look like you've got a face on your behind.
An anus face.
It's like if Voldemort chose, instead of going on the back of the head.
Of Quirrell,
he chose the arsehole.
We were both in the mix. Apparently it was a toss of a coin.
Was it? Yeah. What, did you get tails or heads?
I was very much tails. Let's put it that way. He got heads, luckily for him. But it's not just me today. We'll talk about why I look like this. We've also got a very special producer.
Unbelievable get.
Jay Motty's here.
Jay Motty! They said it couldn't be done. We haven't had the three J's on in ages.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Jay, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. I'm just a bit unnerved with your get up. I'm not used to seeing you wearing shades and a helmet and cycling gear on a video. So
are you all right with it?
I don't know. Do you know what? I think I have a bit of a bugbear, right, with people wearing sunglasses on videos. Joe will tell you this.
I don't like it.
I like to look into people's eyes, but I don't mind it with Joe because I feel like Joe's doing it for comedic effect. He's not doing it to look cool or to look smart or because he thinks he's one of them. Mm. He's doing it just to make us laugh.
Are the glasses needed?
I tell you what, of all of the things, the glasses are top six. Because
what do you mean?
No, obviously this old bad boy is number one.
It's mad. You can see Joe in the.
Yeah, you can see. You can see yourself.
You can see Joe there in his glasses.
You've got to stay looking at me, though.
Yeah, stay there.
There's Joe.
We don't need
to use a different shot today.
Yeah.
The glasses, I was cycling down Fallowfield Loop the other day.
What a loop, by the way. Do we talk about it enough?
One of the great loops. The amount of bugs in my eyes by then, I had to peel my eyelids open and they all just fell out. Yeah. No, honestly, I got loads. It's just to stop stuff getting in your eyes.
Because last episode, you began your bike journey. Now, a week later, it feels like you've gone up a couple of notches.
Let me tell you something. Have you ever heard of an app called Strava?
I've heard of Strava. Is that what you're saying?
We pronounce it Strava. You pronounce it Strava.
What do you say, Jay?
Strava.
He says it in a completely different way to everyone, which I like. He's absolutely manked the living shit out of it. Strava.
That's just the way I say it.
Let's just put it this way. So how many achievements did I get on my last ride? Great question. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the number 25?
Brilliant. But what are the achievements, though? Read some out.
So here's one of them then. Here's one of them. Let me just get to them. Gun it to the lights.
What, you broke the law?
Lights to Mackies, wang it past Whitworth.
What, you wang it? Where's
I
that?
I wang it right past Whitworth.
You can't say wang it
Are
past
you
Whitworth.
Following me home? Actually, that's a text. So let me delete that one. Fallowfield Loop, Irway Road to Kingsway. It's basically, it breaks up the ride into loads of little segments and then encourages you to keep cycling by making you think you've done a good job. Basically, I cycled in from Stockport to the centre of
Mackies. Well, congratulations. That's good.
Woo! Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. I am loving it.
Are you really? Yeah.
I am loving it.
Are you regretting spending as much money as you did on a car?
Well, no, because it's Lizzie's car.
Oh,
I just pay a little bit. It's Lizzie's car officially. I'm just paid a bit to be able to use it, and I pay half the insurance and all that. Let's not get into the details because we are still working that out. But this is mine. This is a little bit of mine.
And the open road is yours as well.
Me and the open road and the cycle lanes. And I've only had two near misses.
That's what I'd like to get into, because one of the scary things I think, even when you're in a car passing a cyclist, I'm a little bit on edge.
Oh, I hate doing it. I give them so much leeway.
So how have you been?
nervy, but I only go on roads because on the app, I've got different apps. One of them tells you what percentage of each journey. You put where you want to go in, and it tells you what percentage of it is like A roads, side streets, cycle paths, like off-road. So I only do stuff where it's like mostly cycle lanes or whatever. So like Wilmslow Road, for instance, all of that.
It's good. Yeah, it's fantastic. Straight down it. Yeah.
So I don't go down the A6 because that's terrifying. Oh, I go down Wilmslow Road through Rusholme. But the problem is, because it's so cycle laney.
Too many everyone's cyclists.
Just, so many cyclists, and everyone's just walking in front of you because you're not actually in the road, you're in your own thing.
Do you have a bell?
I bought a bell yesterday. I haven't yet fixed it.
Where is it? Is it here?
It's upstairs. It's in the office upstairs.
That could have been a prop.
I know, I should have used that. I've got the bike through there, but...
I've seen the bike.
Yeah.
The wheels are small.
It's a road bike.
I'd want my wheels to be a bit bigger than that.
Would you?
Yeah.
You'd want
Have you seen the size of the wheels, Jay?
I've seen what, sorry? The size of the wheels?
Yeah, they're quite, like, narrow. Not like the actual lengthways, but they're quite they're small.
Sorry, do you know what it is, right? I got distracted then, Joe, on his Strava.
Oh, are you on my Strava now?
No, I'm on my... I just had a look at mine. You know them activities?
Yeah, yeah, what you got on there? You run, don't you?
I do run, but these activities are a bit, like, I don't know what they are.
Go on, read some out.
Like, well, there's one that's, like, it's Barton Swing Bridge, yeah. Up from the Swing Bridge, yeah. Love all that. Once I've got a silver medal in Get Some Files in Your Mouth.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's like, that's what it says. It says, I don't know, you can't see that, but it says it. Get Some Files. Yeah, I don't know. Then it says Coco Pop Tart, right?
What does that mean?
Then there's Hotel Football. I get that bit. Yeah. And then Canal Curve and all that.
What do you mean you get that bit? That's just naming places you ran past, isn't it?
I think, is that what it is? Is Coco Pop Tart a place then?
Of course it was, surely not.
You've ran far there, by the way.
Jay runs half marathon.
Yeah.
How are you crossing Barton Bridge? Isn't that a 6-lane motorway?
No, I live in Eccles, so it's not that far.
Fucking hell.
He has to cross it to get out of his
That's
house.
Crazy. So are you getting everywhere now on your
getting
bike?
Getting on the bike. Do you know something? So today, this was just your classic cycling. I took it in for a service, by the way. That cost me 74 bloody sheets.
Who's doing that?
There's a place called Pop-Up Bikes, and there's a man who works there.
How long have we been there? How long have they been there for? 40 years.
They're in one of the arches.
Where?
Near Victoria. Angel Meadow. Google them.
Yeah, all right. I get it.
You said where?
Yeah, but I want to know where.
Near, do you know the Polish pasta place?
Yes.
What's that called? Sparrows?
Sparrows.
Next to them. So, I took it in there. There's a bloke in there. Fantastic.
What's he called?
What
was he called?
Don't know. What he doesn't know about bikes isn't worth knowing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. One of them kind of guys. Talked to me about it for ages. Fixed it all up. Still a little squeak in the front brake. He said that should wash out in a few days if he don't come back to me. There is a little bit of a clicking noise going on at the minute, but we're ignoring that.
Is that inside your own mind?
It could be the metronome of the mind after all. But he sorted me out new brakes. He sorted out, he tightened up these gear flappies.
The what?
The gear flaps.
He
put me a new wheel on.
He put you a new wheel
on? For 74 quid.
That's good going,
peace of mind
it?
As well, though. You can't put a price on that. Although,
74
in this case,
quid?
74 quid. Yeah,
and is that every year, like an MOT?
Well, no, it's just whenever you need it. I think in the winter you do them a bit more often because you're getting dirt and crap everywhere. In this weather.
And was he laughing his head off when you came in? Another fool.
No.
74 quid, please.
I mean, the new wheel speaks for itself.
Does it? Get it on the pod.
It's not that good.
All right.
It's no Dom.
One of these AI wheels. Speaking of Dom, so why we got this sort of makeshift cast?
Yeah.
Ethan's in, where is he?
I don't even know.
He quite clearly told us he was travelling to three different countries.
He's in Europe, isn't he?
Croatia's definitely one.
Yeah.
How close is Norway?
To
Croatia.
Not close.
Well, it won't be that.
No.
It's somewhere around Croatia. But it's okay. Not
Albania?
Bosnia or Albania.
Kosovo? Montenegro?
It could be Montenegro.
Apparently, beautiful place.
Jay, beautiful.
You ever been, Jay?
No, I haven't, but I spoke to someone yesterday who just got back from there.
Genuinely?
Yeah, Joe Seeley, who's on Sober Fellas. Check it out.
Check out Sober Fellas, link in the description.
He just got back from Montenegro. He went there with his wife for a few days.
What does he say of it?
Yeah, he said it was lovely.
It's very peaceful, very idyllic. Great scenery.
Do they use the euro?
I think they do use the euro.
Brilliant.
I went to Montenegro as a little day trip from Croatia once, and not that I was buying them, but I noticed a packet of cigarettes was €1.90.
Brilliant. I'd start smoking.
You'd have to. I didn't, but part of me considered, let's just rip a few cigs with my mom.
I love, one of my favourite things and I think I've mentioned this before, is when it doesn't happen as often now because I don't think we get great bargains as often. Sometimes you'll get this sort of sentence when someone's just back from maybe a Benidorm. But when they sit you down and tell you what they've had from a restaurant,
guess how much, and they
go through, we had starters, garlic bread, prawns, and
three drinks each,
and they go, guess how much? Oh, it's like, it's like 20 quid. The joy in their face. Yeah. Guess how much?
Are you one of those people who makes a genuine guess based? Like, do you pretend that you don't know it's?
I've stopped
cheaper?
Guessing now.
Have you?
I say, just tell me.
Oh,
ruins the fun.
Kills it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get it right or wrong.
What's wrong with getting it wrong?
Because getting it wrong kind of ruins their fun. Getting it right also ruins their fun.
No, but if you... So, right, you reel off a little menu to me and I'll make a guess that I think is the right thing to do.
Jay, you won't believe what I had.
Go on. What have you
had? We had... Right, sat down.
So where are you? Benidorm?
Straight away, there's bread on the table.
Oh, it's already there. From the last people, or is that fresh?
No, fresh bread. Sparkling water. Oh. A gambas pil. We got some chorizo for starters. Oh. Then... She's only had a fucking steak.
Who's she?
Becky's with me. She's got a steak. I had fish of the day, which was, Jay?
Haddock.
Sea bass. Haddock. Fucking not a chippy. We had a couple of sides, onion rings, chairs. A little Spanish dish, which is gorgeous.
Really? They do that
chili
out there?
They just
put it down on the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what did we have? A tiramisu and a jam roly-poly, which they said they'd only do for me.
For the Brits?
For the Brits. Custard on the side and a couple of Baileys to finish.
Oh.
How much?
I mean, I'll be honest. If that's in England...
I'd say €40.
Oh, he's fucked you. If that's in England... It's at least 60 quid.
Oh,
I'm going to go 60. It's
50 quid.
So, yeah, you fucked it there, aren't you?
You fucked it. See, there's no point guessing anymore.
Yeah, but if
it's gone. The guessing game's gone. It's dead.
If someone comes up to me and lists that off and it's 50 quid, I'm going, why have you brought that to my door?
You know that is a bargain.
It's
three
a bargain.
Courses and a drink. Oh, I didn't
but
say
it's
a
not.
Of wine.
No, but that's not like. For someone to list everything and then say guess how much, it needs to be approaching or better than half of what it would cost in England. Not like it's a bit cheap. I remember when I went to Japan and it was a bit cheaper than England.
Yeah.
I didn't go bad da 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 guess. I just went, and you know what? Pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap, yeah.
Whereas
Vietnam.
I'll tell you right now. No. Yeah. Two bun chas. Which is like a bowl of hot soup with some pork in it, a bit of noodles. Some crispy spring rolls.
Delicious.
Two drinks each. No dessert. Not really a thing. Guess how much?
20 quid.
9 quid. Now, Dave, that's all right.
No, yeah, because I know I want it to go lower than 9.
Did
you know?
I want
it to go 6.
But that's why part of it is about being kind to the conversation.
Do you get involved in guessing games?
I do. I'm just curious. Is there a sort of a meal you've had abroad that's always stays in your mind as being like, do you remember when we went to wherever and we had... Do you know what I mean?
What, as cheap?
As like a cheap meal. Yeah. Oh, that time when we went to and we had all that food and it only cost... Do you ever have that? Have you got one?
We had an incident in Turkey where... We didn't have to... Luckily, it was at one of these... It was all-inclusive, all right? We love an all-inclusive.
All right, is that an all-inclusive, all right? I'll just tell you.
But there was an Italian-themed restaurant. And what they did was they came out with a menu and used to pick like a starter, a main, and a dessert. As easy as that. But Mum was showing off a little bit. And
tits
when the
out.
When the no shut up. And when the menu tits out.
We can maybe call that.
No, no. When the menu came, my mum said because it had the starters, it had soup. No, sorry, I'll get in other order.
Come on.
Soup, starters, pasta, main course, dessert.
Yeah.
And my mum said that it's the Italian way to order from every page of the menu, but that wasn't the case. But because it was an all inclusive, the waiter just sort of stunned, took our order. Joe, when I say, even I couldn't finish it.
But you had five meals.
We had five courses immediately: soup, starter, pasta dish, main course, then a dessert.
And was the pasta like a small pasta?
Oh no! But Mum said, this is what they do: they give you little bowls of pasta. And because it hasn't got prices by it,
because it's all
you just thought, yeah, mate, we had spaghetti meatballs lumbering down, knowing that we've got a fucking steak on the way
as well.
Have you
seen that sketch? Who is it now? Is it Monty Python where it's He's not Monty Python. Well, yeah. It's Pavarotti.
Mr. Creosol in The Meaning of Life.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So he's basically, it's basically Pavarotti, an opera singer. And he's got this absolute mega feast in front of him, and he eats him, which he explodes in the end. But I'm imagining that table where it's just non-stop.
Tried my best.
Spaghetti noodles everywhere.
Wow, what's your? Have you got one, Jay?
Yeah. When I went to South Africa, we stayed. The first night we was there, we were staying in a university. But the first night we was there, we stayed with my mate's uncle, and he took us to this like the golf club where he was like near where he lived. His little golf club, and I remember we had. It's back when I used to drink. We had steak and chips and 2 pints for a fiver.
Oh my God.
And it weren't like a, you know, you might get a deal similar to that Spoons. It was like a proper big steak and all the trimmings. It was sick. Yeah, I've never forgot that.
That is crazy.
That was 15 years ago, and I think about it at least twice a day.
Even 15 years ago, things hadn't changed that much. A steak was still 20 quid.
Yeah.
Unless you were at like a real cheap.
The cows stayed at the same price, hasn't it, really?
Do you think?
I think so.
Flatiron's keeping that going.
Yes, it's lowering the other boys down to their level.
I think a lot of steaks, you look at, they're starting at high 20s, low 30s now.
Must have been like that in the 90s, Jay.
Steak used to seem more of an event in the 90s.
Yeah.
You were never getting a sirloin for a tenner.
No.
No, probably not. Although you go to the Ashley in Worksop, you were. You're getting a nice little 6 ounce.
Yeah, but you got to go to Worksop.
I was already there.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah.
I lived there.
Sorry. You cycled there recently.
I lived there for 18 years, man.
What about you? You had a memory that stays in your mind?
Well, I sort of spoiled it there, but there was one place in Thailand that me and Lizzie went to, little sort of stand by the side of the road near the hotel, and they just had this big rolling boil of soup with like fish balls and bits and bobs, and then they chuck extra meat in for you. Couple of them each, couple of drinks, like £4.
That's good, isn't it?
For both of us to eat dinner.
Oh, that's class.
He just literally couldn't. I would have two bowls every night.
Oh, so Ethan's away.
Yeah.
Dom's got an illness. You've not told me what this illness is.
Well, Dom, as we all know, in the past, to quit jobs, to get out of seeing friends, to, you know, miss different events of his life, has pretended to have anything from poorly friends, dead grandparents, dead friends, his own illnesses, got to be at the hospital for blood tests. He is an excuse machine.
He is. So I, in the WhatsApp group we're in, play up to it a little bit and just pretend I don't believe anything he says. So today, when did he bail?
So he rang me at, let me just double check the time. He rang me at 11:04 today.
Okay. So 2 hours before.
Two hours before recording, rang me and said, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to come in. Because here's the other thing that we need to remember. He had put in the group that he's got swollen lymph nodes. And he's worried about, let's be honest.
But what is a swollen lymph node?
Well, they're just glands in your neck. But they can swell up for 20 different reasons. And with anything that's any sort of illness, the big C is one of the options.
Is it like tonsillitis?
No, because that's never anything more serious, is it? It's like, do you know when someone's got, one of my vision was a bit blurry. You might have something under your eyelid. You might have MS. And obviously the human brain goes, what's the worst thing it can be? So he's got swollen lymph nodes, he's worrying, he's panicking. Then he gets a letter from his doctor or a call from his doctor to tell us this.
Hello everyone. I really wanted to come in today, but I know I usually make excuses to get out of things, but today I've got something historic. The doctor thinks I might have mumps.
Mumps.
I don't know if you can really gauge how mumpy that is, but it's red swelling on the side of my face, which is mumps, and I have to go to A&E to get the mumps fixed.
To fix the mumps?
Pray for Dom in mumpy heaven.
In mumpy heaven. I hear mumps are highly contagious.
Dom's got mumps.
Wow.
Which is one of the most Victorian illnesses that a human being can get. Because you get vaccinated for mumps when you're born.
What? Have we got vaccinated for mumps?
Yeah. MMR vaccine. Measles, mumps, Ribena. Simple.
What is the RJ?
Right, rubella.
Rubella, yeah.
Rubella?
The old MMR vaccine. Yeah. We've all had that,
MMR.
Haven't we? Unless you're anti-vax, of course.
Say again?
Unless you're anti-vax. I don't know. Is it an option? Can you opt out?
I don't think... Yeah, but 30 years ago when we were all going through being born, no one really thought about anti-vaccine then, did they?
No.
Yeah. We were still just seeing
did as you were told.
As the absolute miracle that saved hundreds of millions of lives that it is. Dom has had the vaccine, but because he's had a kidney transplant and he's constantly on immune system lowering tablets so his body doesn't reject the kidney, he can catch medieval diseases like
no
that.
No way.
So he's got mumps, baby. So he's and it is contagious. So he's got to go to A&E. They'll get him in.
Is he allowed to go to A&E?
What does that mean?
Full of other sick people where he might be able to pass mumps on.
Yeah, but the problem is, yes, in an ideal world, he wouldn't be going to A&E with mumps to give it to other people. There's no other place he can go. Do you know what I mean? We haven't got a second set of like emergency services where you can only go if you've got contagious stuff.
You've got to wonder what people would have thought of Dom in the olden days. He would have been born...
The sad thing is, he wouldn't have survived, would he?
But when did he get scary?
Well, he's had a kidney transplant. So whenever he needed that, he would have been dead. I remember before he had his transplant, because I worked with him through it. Not like I worked him through it.
You worked him through it, fair play.
No, I didn't do that. I worked at the same coffee shop as him when he got the transplant. But when he used to be able to get his leg out, and because his kidneys weren't flushing water properly, he'd have so much moisture in his legs, he could push his fingers into his shins like that, and the fingerprints would stay there for like...
Fuck off!
2 hours. Honestly, his leg was Play-Doh. So he would have just slowly dead, probably about 3 years ago.
That's really tight, isn't it?
Sad, isn't it? But that's why medicine's so good.
Yeah, so that's why Dom is. So,
I actually believe him.
One person's on the trip of a lifetime, the other's in Croatia, because yeah. Dom loves the hospital.
He loves the hospital.
If he could do the podcast from there, he would.
Yeah, I completely agree.
We have got a brand new sponsor for the summer, everyone. Yes, of course, Wingfest 2025 returns to the Sloppy Joes. We're very, very excited. It's going to be at Victoria Baths. 3 dates, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Victoria Baths last year was brilliant.
Of which month?
Of September! Hey. It's across here. Last year was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Three different baths inside Victoria Baths were filled with different stages, different wing merchants, and different people selling beers, getting you involved in all the games, DJing, bands, etc., etc., etc. You came down on the Friday. We had a ball.
Fantastic. When you say baths, by the way, this isn't like a bath of beans at a sort of town fete.
No.
These are swimming baths. So these baths are 50-meter pools or whatever, 25-meter pools. They're massive. It's a really cool venue. And obviously, it's the best chicken wings I've ever had because it's the home of chicken wings.
They want us to DJ again. The last time we did that, we played a few songs each, if you remember.
Mm.
Ethan's up for it. They want maybe Dom to get involved this time.
Sure.
They want Ethan, as he is the master of heat, to try the extra, extra spicy chicken wing.
I'm up for seeing that.
And they just want you down there because they want it filled with sloppers. Manchester, September the 19th, 20th, 21st. Just a shout out to a couple of other my favourite ones. Bristol's brilliant. Yeah. That's the 5th, 6th, 7th of September. And you've only got a few weeks to London, which is the 25th, 26th, 27th of July. Get on wingfest.co.uk. Get your tickets now. See us there throughout the weekend. I will be hosting again. These guys will be popping up left, right and centre. Jay, do you fancy some wings?
Yeah, I love wings, mate.
And let's not forget, the winner of the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup.
The Buffalo Wing.
Do you know what I mean?
We could maybe do a trophy lift.
Maybe
we ruddy could. Ruddy could.
Ruddy clucking well could.
I'll see you at Wingfest 2025. Be there or be a chicken wing.
Oof, rough stuff. Rough
didn't
ending.
Didn't think.
Link in the description.
There we go. Are you going to stay like...
I do need to change at some point because the sweat is starting to crystallise.
Why don't you just take it off?
Because I'm naked underneath.
Two new items I bought in my house. I went to a charity shop that does up old sofas and bought a new settee for £120.
Wow. Is this the one down where Debenhams used to be?
We went in there. They wanted like £1,000 for sofas in there.
Really?
So we have seen myself. I'm 800 quid richer. We went
in
to
one near
the A6.
That's on the A6.
Yeah, but it's near it. It's not on it. It's called Renewal, right? Yeah. It's a Christian charity.
Okay.
What does that mean? That does up people's old... You can take the glasses off as well. That does up people's old furniture.
Oh, yeah.
120 quid. Lovely little number.
The Lord's work.
We sat on it. Divine.
Really? Divan? Is that a bed?
No, no, no. But we're wondering what the catch is. Because other sofas...
For the legs to pop
No, up. No, no. Other sofas in the area were a little bit 350, 400. Right. This one looks just as good, but £120, and it was on offer.
Can me and Jay ever guess why it was cheaper?
I'd like your guesses.
Was a crime against God committed on it? Did someone sin live on there?
At this point, I've no idea, but I'm up for all suggestions.
Oh, you don't know?
I generally don't know.
Why do you think it would have been cheaper, Jay?
Something's gone down on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It might have been someone shagging couch or something.
Oh, no.
Is it a known shagging couch?
I don't know if it's a known
shagging couch. Is it a nice kind of, like, pattern on it? But only in one puddle in the middle?
Could you imagine it in the entrance to a brothel?
Yeah. Could it house the anus of a randy boy?
A randy boy?
18 or above.
Oh, yeah, 18 or above, thank you. No, I could definitely see it in a... No, I couldn't see it in a brothel.
Where could you see it? What's it look like? You got a picture?
That's it. We've got to take pictures of it. We just bought it there and then because we thought, what a bargain.
Where is it now?
It's currently in the church.
What are they doing with it?
I think they bless it before it comes out.
They dip the whole thing in holy water?
No. I shouldn't swear during a church bit. But the priest throws holy water over it and blesses it before it goes out.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
That's not true.
The charity shop is next to the church and every item that is sold goes through
You're
the
so...
I am not!
Well, yeah, but I get it. But the church has been around for 2,000 years. It doesn't need to do silly shit like that.
But it's for the
What's
good,
he blessing
good
a sofa for?
He's
nonsense.
Sofa.
No, he isn't.
What sofa have you got?
What?
Is it blessed? No.
No, it's not.
Mine is. That's worth the extra £20 we paid for delivery and blessing.
D&B on there.
We paid for delivery and blessing.
Really?
Well, you couldn't just pay for
packaging.
You couldn't just pay for delivery. The blessing came with it.
Okay.
So we paid for D&B or B&D because he blessed it before. He doesn't come
Airbnb.
He doesn't come to your house and bless it.
No, he blesses it on home turf.
He blesses it all. He blesses the tellies. He blesses the kitchen stools, kitchen tables. He blesses it all.
Really? He blesses the stackable sort of little side tables.
Yeah, do you not believe me?
No, I don't believe you, no. What? He's blessing a sofa. What do you mean blessing it?
From a Christian place, you know.
No, get it.
God loves you on the way in neon signs. I thought they were for sale. Apparently that's not right.
No.
I don't know what he's going to say, but may they have...
What was someone walking through there with a big swinging incense canister? Were
closed on Sundays, Joe.
Bigger
that
fish to
is
fry.
A huge day. Bigger fish to fry. What? So we bought a new sofa.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I've not got it yet.
What? Okay, but you've seen it enough to know whether you like it or not.
Here's what I've not told Becky. She said, you measured the front door, haven't you? I said, yeah, have I?
Have you?
No. So when they said, will 64 inches get in, sir? I just
said... You said chance to be a fine thing and then giggled.
Your Majesty. No, your Lord. Sorry, no,
your Majesty. It was a crime scene.
Says the vicar. I've not measured the front door.
Shite.
And I still have got such anxiety about doing it, I'm not going to do it until they rock up.
64 inches. Let's just do something here.
How much is the average UK door?
Yeah, let's find out. Let's get ChatGPT.
Because last time... We had one... Come.
What is the width of the average UK front door?
The average width of a UK front door is typically around 83 centimetres, about 32.5 inches. However, door sizes can vary depending...
34 inches. That's half what you need.
Surely not. Surely not.
You finished, man. You have to have the window taken out.
That's not even where it needs to go.
The side window.
How big is it?
It's
64 inches.
What? At its smallest size?
That way when you turn it upwards.
Is it?
He said he'll take the legs off. That's not going to help, is it?
No.
What are we going to do? What are you doing next Thursday?
What do you want me to do? Take the front of your house off?
Come with me. Get involved in the...
Next Thursday, what time?
1 p.m.
Obviously working.
What?
1 p.m. on a Thursday. What? We don't all work mornings.
They've got mass in the morning, and then that's when the priest can bless it.
Really? So coming up for blessings, there's kids like who've just been born. Then there's like old people who are finding God, and then every few is just sofa, kid, futon, kid, side table, kid, fucking soda stream.
Yeah.
Like that does the sparkling blessing.
Yeah, you've got to make sure the air fryer's unplugged.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the amount of toasters and Vickers we've gone through. Let me just put it that way. Jesus. So that's just finished then, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the end of that.
But do you know what I mean? I think sofas are too much.
What does that mean?
I think when I was going around like a proper sofa shop.
Yeah.
Don't know about you. You like splashing the cash, don't you? What did you... You don't have to give me a ballpark figure, but was it more
Lizzie
than...
Lizzie bought the sofa we've got before I moved in, and the only sofa-y item that we've acquired since living there...
A poof.
Is it not a poof? It's a futon from made.com, but we got it for free on Facebook. It smells really? Like fish and chips. Can he get it out, man?
Yeah, take it to the fucking...
Simply can't get the smell of fish and chips.
Take it to the priest. A priest for a blessing.
Will he do that?
Big time. Ask him to put a bit of fucking
Febreze.
Febreze in the thing. You'll be laughing.
In the font.
What about you, Jay? You've got a big sofa for your house.
You've
I bet it's
kids.
Shiny, isn't it?
There's five of you there. You're all sitting on it. Talk us through it.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know where our sofa came from.
Yeah, this is...
I don't know who's responsible for it. I just know we got it.
Do you mean in that sense that you just sort of woke up one day and it was there?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like a conversation went on about it and it's there, but I don't know. I didn't go to the shop and buy it, I know that much. I'd remember that.
Yeah.
But we got it. And I don't know if we got it from... Because her mum and dad have helped us out in the past. I don't know if they got it or us. I don't know if we actually did buy it. Maybe it was one of those installment jobs, you know, like DFS or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't know, but it is it's quite big. But we've been through a lot of sofas in our house.
Have you? What? So where are you getting all these from?
It's just, like Joe was saying, it's just kids and we've got a dog now as well and just, you know what I mean? It's just one of those.
Muck and mess. Have you got a corner sofa? I imagine you with a corner sofa.
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture it. Is a corner sofa like literally like a right angle?
A sofa with a corner in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes in the corner of the room, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Sorry. That was a simple question. I don't know why I got confused.
I've only had a house or a flat with a corner sofa once.
Congratulations.
They are magnificent.
Congratulations. Really?
They are magnificent. You ever had one?
No.
Have you ever been? Because you don't. Oh,
we don't have corners in our house.
No, that's true. It's just one long tube, isn't it? You live in basically a toilet roll tube, but massive.
But we also have not considered how we're going to get rid of the old sofa.
How did you get the old one in?
That was tricky.
Go on.
It took us, I think it was a day and a half.
What do you mean? What are you doing? Waiting for the turn of the earth?
No, I got it in. I didn't realise that houses aren't built to get sofas in.
Mm.
Like you said, are you going to take your window out? What do you mean?
Well, people
do
that.
Get the fucking sofa in. No. So I literally had this sofa we bought from the range and I had to edge it forward like a centimetre an hour.
What do you mean a centimetre an hour?
Because it couldn't turn into our living room. So slowly but surely I gave it a little push.
And waited for like the foam around it to sort of shrink.
Yeah.
And then you could go again.
Until it actually popped through.
You know, I had a mate, right? And his uncle was, he may or may have not been a drug dealer. And when he went on holiday, he put all the stuff out of his flat in someone else's house, including his sofa.
Why?
Like, because he thought he'd get... He lived in a rough estate. He thought he'd get nicked when he was away.
That's going above and beyond.
So he literally moved out every time he wanted to.
Like, I remember chatting to a mate and he was like, yeah, I've just got to go and help my uncle move all the stuff.
You know, I went to Blackpool.
Like, yeah.
For 24 hours.
He's going away too. He don't trust it in his gaff. He'll come back and it'll all be gone. I think, can you imagine that every time you went away, having to get your sofa out of your house?
I can't even be arsed flicking the plugs off behind the telly before we go away.
Yeah.
Moving out every time we go on holiday. That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was crackers, man.
If you live that life, that might happen.
There's one part of the house that we bought a new, you know, piece of furniture for. The oven. No, I'm not going to. I've still got the same oven. Although, would you buy a second-hand oven?
Yes.
Hmm. The other thing we bought recently, or we're going to buy, I'm still doing my research.
So have you bought it recently? Are you in the process of buying it?
I'm one click away.
It's in the basket.
Our telly was on the blink. And I've had this TV. We bought our TV from Aldi. I've said this before.
Yeah.
And it started to flick about. Not really. The screen went all blurry and like white colour on the TV would turn green or neon yellow, and it just created a whole little. It was a nightmare for certain.
Especially when Real Madrid played Plymouth.
Yeah, for certain
unwatchable.
For certain games, for certain TV shows as well. I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. Takeshi's Castle, nightmare.
Yeah.
So we had to get rid.
Oh, you got rid.
We've got rid.
So you're telly-less at the minute.
Maybe I should have got the telly before I got rid. So yeah, I'm telly-less at the minute. But the TV prices have gone down.
They're so cheap now.
Are they too cheap?
I don't know what that means.
Cheap?
Do you don't get that sense of occasion when you buy one because it don't cost $2,000 anymore?
I think, yeah.
Because now, for £350, you can get a telly that is like 60 inches plus, 4K. I think, because I've only ever bought one telly in my life, and it was the big boy in the basement.
Yeah.
65 inch, which is the size of that. 4K, the lot. It's like £350.
What?
That's a lot of money, but...
Did Amazon deliver it properly?
Amazon delivered it properly.
Where, though?
What?
Where?
The house.
But what if you weren't in? Well, you can't leave that with a neighbour,
leave it
you?
In the bin. Just sticking out the top of the blue bin like... No, we had to make sure we're in, obviously.
This is funny. My mate Andy works at a bar, owns a bar. Yeah. And he wanted to buy a secret safe so we can hide some stuff in there. I shouldn't really be saying this on the pod, but the people dropping off the safe, because he wasn't in, just left it outside. Mm-hmm. And he was away on holiday for 2 days. So everyone down the A6 for his bar, I've just been seeing a secret safe just outside his house. So people know there's
good
stuff.
How big was it?
Big. And so it said the word safe on it.
So how do you even get it in? They're so heavy.
Him and his two mates, Jim and Bob.
And they all know that there's a safe
there. There's a safe now.
Full of
stuff. And he wanted it to be top secret. So yeah, I've got myself a new sofa and a brand new telly.
Have you bought the telly? What are you going
for? No, I'm one click away.
Talk me through what you're going for.
I'm going for just the one that's got 4.4 stars on Amazon and is £250.
Okay.
Because, listen, a telly's a telly.
No.
It is. Can I plug my PlayStation in there? Yes. Can I watch Netflix? Yes. Done.
Are you considering audio? Hi-fi in all this?
No. We're sound. I don't know, not sound. We're fine.
What brand is it?
I think it's something made up. Like, it's not a brand you'll know.
Is it TCL?
No.
Can I interest you in considering a TCL?
What is that?
A TCL is, I believe, the world's number two television brand. Even though you've never heard of it.
What's what?
Samsung.
Sharp.
LG. It's not Sharp, is it?
What's wrong with Sharp? You got Sharp.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything wrong with it, but they're not the world's number one brand. Probably LG or Samsung, I would guess.
Sony?
Or Sony.
Which one are you going for?
I think the world's number one tele brand is... Samsung.
Oh, I'll Google it in a bit. So what is TLC?
TCL.
TCL.
Is a television brand, but because they're not well known in the UK that much, even though they're all around us, they're not as expensive. You can get good deals on them. That's why I ended up going for a TCL. Never thought I would. I never thought I'd be a TCL guy. Very long remote.
Do you remember what?
Yeah, the remote's a bit weird. But other than that, crystal clear.
Do you remember that guy from Geordie Shore who used to say his penis looked like a Sky remote?
No.
Gaz from Geordie Shore.
The old Sky remote.
Yeah.
Not the new dongle.
You know, the old one with the funny shape.
To be fair, my penis does look like an Amazon stick. The bit that plugs into the back with like this HDMI jutting off to the side.
Do you remember where you got your telly from?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Is Gaz just on Gaz from Geordie Shore? Do you remember when Nelson Mandela died? Yeah. And he posted on Twitter saying, in light of the bad news, tickets for tonight's events are half price.
That's crazy.
He couldn't have even gone free.
That's crazy.
Because he was doing some sort of event, I don't know, whatever it was.
You know what?
And he like, yeah.
That's good of him.
It's what he would have wanted, old Nelson.
That's a touch of class, isn't it?
It is. I respected that. My telly is, it's Sky. It comes with the Sky package. Oh. It's Sky Glass.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice, that.
The you know when you learn things where you ring up and you think, I'm going to get a deal here?
Yeah,
I've been with Sky for ages. I'm going to ring them up and say I'm thinking of leaving.
Yeah.
And then I'll get like £50 off my bill. I rang him up, told him I was thinking of leaving, and ended up spending a load more money with him at the end of it. And I was like, oh, that's backfired. But we did get a new telly. And the good thing about it was, I don't know if this is good, but when there was an issue with it, like at one point there was like a line on it or whatever, and they told me to do all these things on the remote and turn it off and on and all the usual stuff. I did all that, it didn't work. They just replaced it. It's come round and
that's pretty,
with a new
that's
one.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Have you Googled what's the number one?
Yeah, so it turns out TCL's third.
And what's number one?
Number one is Samsung. Fuck. Number two is LG. TCL is three. But when you say TCL, it's not... There's no.
No, I'd never even heard of that.
I'd never heard of it until I went to Batman.
So, considering it's right up there, that's fair play.
Right then, what's happening right now, tonight, Oasis are returning to Heaton Park. And, Joe, we've had a flurry of messages from people who are visiting Manchester for the Oasis gigs, but also maybe looking ahead to the new season for United and are coming to Manchester and they want to sort of know or for us to recommend certain things for them to get up to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick a category and we're just going to throw some as much great spots as we can at you.
We get this request a lot. We're coming to Manchester. What this would you recommend? What bars, what restaurants, etc.?
Yeah. So we'll start with pubs.
Okay.
I would recommend these following. In the Northern Quarter, I'd recommend the Castle, Gulliver's, the Millstone, Wayfarer. Great pubs there. For a bit different vibe for the bars, your Junior Jackson's, your Bunny Jackson's karaoke bar, and their Cowboy one. There's also a great pub called the Tib Tavern, which is nice. Tib Street Tavern, which is lovely. And then I just think if you fancy sitting in Stevenson Square in Northern Quarter, that's also a delight.
Any of them, they're all the same there. Because even though they're all different, you're there to sit out in Stevenson Square. Just to add to a couple of yours, the Marble Arch and the Angel
are
both very good pubs in the sort of pushing Northern Quarter, but they're walking distance from the Northern Quarter. In terms of bars, I'll never mind a trip to Soup Kitchen.
No, Soup Kitchen's really
I'm
nice.
I'm up for Soup Kitchen.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you've not been before, Crazy Pedro's can be a bit of a laugh, although it's a bit weird at times, but I would still recommend there. But yeah, Northern Quarter wise, that's pretty much what I'm up for.
If I'm allowed to take a trip now to Deansgate, Castlefield area, you've got... don't forget Mulligan's is all right, but it's £8 a pint for Guinness. Yeah, but it's a touristy
it's fantastic
thing.
Fantastic Guinness.
Great Guinness.
But it
great
is
Guinness.
A lot. Yeah.
You've got Pebble of the Peak. You've got British Protection, which is nothing to do with anything weird. The City Inn.
It sounds a lot more fascist than it is. That, it does. It? It's a great pub.
The Rain Bar, which is great. But also have a little wander down to Barca, which is nice in the sunshine. Duke's 92 and the Wharf.
Yeah.
In the sunshine, don't stay there too long because after 9 it gets a bit tasty.
Yeah.
But in the sunshine, they're my favourites.
Yeah, let me also add to that the Temple Bar.
Oh, Temple!
Which is a little underground. It's an old public toilet turned bar. Next to there and near there as well, and I know we're on to restaurants in a minute, but Bundabust has its own brewery and there is one right near Temple Bar.
Bundabust is fantastic.
The Temple. And they do beer... But they also obviously do Indian food as well.
Go to that one because the Piccadilly Gardens one is a bit interesting. And then there's lots of great cocktail bars. I don't really know it.
No.
Google some because there's stuff like, I don't speak in code and I'm not really into my cocktail bars, but we have got some of the best in the UK. So just Google that. Food. I think we do ramen and sandwiches really good.
Yeah.
New Wave, the ramen shop.
Yeah.
We've also got, what's that other one that you... No, you didn't like that one particularly, did you?
Not so much.
There's a couple towards Chinatown, which Chinatown in general is brilliant.
Yeah.
Go and explore there.
Go to Chinatown. It's fantastic.
And then some great, like, sort of, not dirty food, but fried food and burgers.
Yeah.
Kong's, Yard and Coop. Almost Famous is still kicking them out there. Good. Yeah. Deluxe burgers are great. And then you've got posh spots, which I like. They do small plates, such as 10 Tip Street Tavern. Public is really good. Bab do posh kebabs. They're great.
T&Q is pretty good.
T&Q's good. I think now gone.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
Have a little Google. Maybe have a Google. Just check it out. I sent Ethan and his mum there once to Bab, and they absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Higher Ground, got a book. Climate, got a book. Sparrows, got a book.
Yeah, but great.
But great, if you can get in any of them at any time. To try and see if they get a little lunch vibe, you'd be great with
these
all
are all
them.
Centre of Manchester as well, by the way. This and that, a personal favourite, fantastic
favorite.
Indian food,
yeah.
Kind of cafeteria vibe. You slide your tray along and they just sort of slop it up onto your plate. Cheap, delicious.
Good steaks in the city, but they're mainly chains. So if you're coming from London, you probably know
Flat
Iron, Hawksmoor.
Fantastic.
Block chop.
These are all very much centre Manchester as well.
Yeah.
Because if you go in further out, obviously there's loads. But yeah, also a new little spot that me and Joe have been going to recently. Do you know on the road out where Wing Yip is? What's that road called?
Oh, yeah. The Ancoat Street.
Yes. So you follow that up.
The Vietnamese spot.
There's a few Vietnamese places in a row. The nearest one to Ancoat's, fantastic. Again, it's a shop on one side, little restaurant on the other side. Great meats, great broths.
Yeah.
Fantastic there. Yeah, really good.
And then finally, we've got little spots where you can go into and you can have a mixture of food, such as Mackie Mayer's, New Century Hall, Society. There's a couple of us. It's like a little food hall vibe.
Yeah, food court stuff.
Where's another one? Hello Oriental's good as well.
Yeah.
On Oxford Road. Oxford Road itself has got some nice pubs.
There's loads in there. And then a few others, just this, because we get asked this a lot, so obviously we're going through and rattling these off here a bit, but then the few others in the peripheral places, two of my favourite restaurants in the sort of Manchester area are Mekong Cat in Stockport and Bar San Juan in Chorlton. Mekong Cat is a sort of Vietnamese slash Thai slash just sort of that part of the world for the it's like a fusion mixture stuff. And then Bar San Juan is tapas in Chorlton, and I'm going to say it's the best tapas I've had anywhere.
It's really pushing it out there. Pick a little spot, pick, you know, your Deansgate's, or pick your Northern Quarters, pick your Stockport, pick your Chorlton's, because Chorlton's got some great booze as well, and just stay around them, and then maybe, you know, do one in the afternoon, one in the evening, so you can mix between the two. But loads. Get levered, enjoy it, and enjoy whatever you're doing when you come to Manchester. Right then, Jay, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, lads. Enjoyed that.
Cheers, Jay.
Thank you.
Been brilliant.
I'm glad you took your glasses off.
Yeah, I took them off by the end, didn't I?
You look good.
Thank you.
Right, everyone. See you. Bye.
Wave, Jay.